More of you, God. as your slow to anger, that I still have your faith. Because you're rich in mercy, that I can still prevail.
You are good. You are good.
So amazing, so Thank you.
Sometimes we use the word culture for the setting that we are in. Our culture, of course, is the United States of America. Our culture is Alaska. And then we're part of a subculture, Christians. It hasn't always been like that. It's becoming like that. At one time, Christianity was the predominant culture that we found ourselves in. And there are times and seasons when it becomes confusing. What is the difference between the culture of the USA and your Christian culture? And increasingly, we're hearing two different words. We're hearing the word empire, the United States, and we're hearing the word kingdom, Christian. And those two cultures are characterized simply the empire, fear, and the kingdom, love. So what does that have to do with today? There are times and seasons when those become closer together and more mingled. Christmas is one of those times. And sometimes you wonder, how do I behave? What should I do? How do I clearly demonstrate that I'm of the kingdom, not of the empire? And the test is love. Love. Is what I'm doing love? Am I being driven by fear? Sometimes it's as simple as get the best bargain. I'm being driven by that to such an extent that in the news we have a case of a person being trampled. That's not love. That's the empire. So each one of us needs to ask that question. Are those things that I'm doing, the ways that I'm responding to those people around me in this season, is it the empire or is it the kingdom? Let us be kingdom-minded this season. For we're entering into a time in which it's more and more important that people, this world, this nation, understand the difference between empire and kingdom. Jesus has called us to be salt and light. Light overcomes darkness. Love overcomes fear.
Praise God, church. Let's pray. Let's pray about this. Father, we just thank you, God, that we are members of your kingdom. God, and we're heirs in your kingdom. God, that you have truly set us, God, as heirs to your promises, God. And Father, we don't want to be about the ways of the world, God. We want to be about the ways of your word and the ways of your kingdom, Father God. We want to be about your love. Father, we ask that you would just truly just set our hearts and minds on the things that are on your heart, God, the things that are in you, Lord, that you desire for us. God, I pray that we would be a blessing to others, God, that we would be blessed to be a blessing, God, that we would not be blessed for selfishness, God. We would be blessed for selflessness, God, that we would be looking outside of ourselves right now, God, and this whole season, Father, to be about building your kingdom, Father, not building our kingdom. Father, we ask for just your great grace and your revelation and your wisdom, Father, to be on us, that we could truly just hear your voice and meet needs around us. God, we ask that you would open our eyes to divine appointments, that we could meet needs of people that are hungry or less fortunate, God, this season. We could extend your love to them, God. Praise your name today. Thank you, God. Amen. I just believe that, man, if you have a journal or something, I just encourage you to write down this word about the kingdom versus the empire and write that little question, just, what am I about right now in my life? What are my plans about? What is the vision for my family? What is the vision in my life? Is it about the empire or is it about the kingdom? When I put together my strategic plan of how I'm going to live my life, right? You need a vision for your life, church. You need to know what God's plan for your life is, not the world's plan for your life. And let me just tell you this. I feel the Lord just laying this on me. If you don't have a plan, if you don't have a vision, people without a vision, they can end up anywhere. I mean truly anywhere. And usually in places you really don't want to be. You've got to have a vision for your life. You've got to have a vision for your family. You've got to have a vision for why you exist. You must. God gave, He created you for a specific purpose. He has a vision for you. It's for good and not for evil. It's for His kingdom and not your empire. Amen? Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says that God loves a cheerful giver. Right? A cheerful giver. And that our lives, I just really felt like the Lord was telling me this, is that our lives are not about us. Our lives are actually really about what Ron is talking about the kingdom, about giving to the kingdom, giving outside of us to others, but doing it with joy, with cheerfulness, getting excited about it. When you see a need in your neighborhood, you meet it, and you're excited about it. I just want to challenge us, church, this year, that we give more things outside of our family than we give to our family. How about that? People maybe we don't even know. I go to this coffee shop called the Coffee Smiths. There's a plug. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things I love about this coffee shop is every once in a while when I pull up, somebody in front of me bought my coffee for me. And then you know what I do? I end up buying coffee for somebody else. And it's this great little thing at this coffee shop that is actually very godly and very cool. And I get blessed some days. I go, hallelujah, I just got a mocha instead of an Americano. I can't afford those mochas very often. But look, if we could just as a church look at giving more outside of ourselves and outside of our families and our own selfish needs and desires, right? And give those to others instead, I think it'd be powerful. So today when you give, just ask the Lord. Don't give under compulsion. Give what it is the Lord lays on your heart. But God has called all of us to be givers, all of us to give of our tithes and offerings, right? And to give them with a cheerful heart. And so we always incorporate this in our worship. And so I would just ask you to stand with me now, church. We're going to pray over our offering. We're going to pray over our families and our finances and ask God to bless them. Ask God to bless this season that it would truly be about His kingdom and not ours. Amen? So let's pray. As you prepare your heart to give, Father, I ask that your great blessing would be upon your people and on their giving and on our lives and our church and our families and, God, on the people that we know. Lord, that you would lay it on our hearts to give to those who are less fortunate this year. God, that we would have a heart to give. God, we'd have a heart not just to receive, but, God, to give to others, Lord. Open up those doors. Open up those opportunities. Show us the homeless people or the hurting people that need shoes or clothes or food, and give us the passion and compassion in our heart to actually meet their needs. God, today as we give according to your word, God, let you just open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on us that we can't contain. God, bless every family, every job. I pray that every person that attends this church would have a good job and they would get promotions and then they would get raises, God, and they would be the head and not the tail. God, I speak blessing and life over this church, faith in Jesus' name. God, multiply their offering as they give it in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you come and give as we worship?
Until you be all for glory.
Praise God. You can kind of just keep playing just a little bit there. We have a young gentleman over here. If you want to turn your attention to our baptismal, or hopefully we'll have it on the video. There it is. Hallelujah. This is Troy Nightingale. Amen. And he is given his heart to the Lord. And he wants to confess Christ today through baptism. Amen. So we're ready to just rejoice with him as he's baptized. Let's pray for him, church. Let's just lift up our hearts to him. Thank you, Jesus. We just speak blessing and life over Troy right now. You just fill him with your grace and your love, God. You move by your power over him, God, and you just use him in your kingdom. God, I thank you for his life. Bless him in Jesus' name, God. Let him declare your glory every day of his life, God. Let him exalt you with all that he is, Lord God. Bless him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Gabby and friends. This is Gabby Warner and the GM worship team. Didn't they do a great job this morning? Good job.
you, God. Elders and wives, will you come down, please? Let's get ready to minister here. I just want to pray over us before we go and just declare this over our lives. So if you want, you can lift your hands and just get ready to receive from the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for your love, your great grace, God. You're so good, Lord. We just declare an open heaven over this church, over every single life. God, that we would be in the full obedience of your will in everything we do, God. It would be about your will so that it would prosper, God. That your storehouse, the bounty of your storehouse, would come and pour out over your people, God, in Jesus' name. God, we ask for a great blessing on our lives. Lord, that you would move in power over them, God. I'm just releasing, God, by your Spirit. I'm asking you to release, God, great gifts, an open heaven over the gifts in this place. There would be a new releasing of gifts, God, of evangelistic gifts, of prophetic gifts, Lord God, of pastoral gifts, of teaching gifts, of gifts of administration and helps, Lord God, and God, just every good gift that you have for your people, Lord, you just begin to open up the heavens over them in Jesus' name. God, I'm asking for open ears, God, open eyes and hearts to receive. God, that we would be a receptive church, a church that is not critical by nature, God, but is receptive and soft, God, and pliable in the potter's hands. God, open up your heavens on our lives. Our lives, God, that they would be transformable. God, they'd be moldable. God, we would not have hard hearts that are foul, but God, our heart to be of good soil. God, and I just believe right now, you want to declare your love over your people. God, I just speak the Father's love. God, I ask for the Father's love to come and minister to your people right now, God. Holy God, come and just let your people know that you love them. God, I know that you want them to know that, that God loves you, church. God is telling you right now, he loves you with a Father's love. Even if you've only known a broken Father's love, his love is perfect. His love is perfect, and it is completely holy, desiring to draw you to himself, that you be connected to him and walk in the fullness of everything he designed you for. God, we love you today. Let your love and your grace be on us, God. Bless your people as they go. Knit this church together like a family. Warts and all, God. Gifts and all. Smiles and all. Brokenness and all. God, that we would love each other as we love you. Help us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Help us to love you passionately, God. Let our hearts burn. God, I'm asking for souls this week outside of our service, God, that members of this church would begin to share their faith this week and you would empower them to lead others unto salvation. God, I'm praying for pastoral work to be done this week, that love and care would go through the hands and the hearts of your people this week. God, you be lifted up and you will draw them in unto you. Your name is Jesus. Jesus, you are high and lifted up in our lives. God, we just ask that every day this week that you would be high and lifted up. And everybody who believes it, say amen. 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 I love you, church. You're blessed today. If you have ministry needs, come down here. Our elders will minister to you. Be blessed this week. Amen.